AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After 11 weeks of war, the Israeli military campaign against Hamas now sits among the deadliest in history. The Palestinian death toll is approaching 20,000, and the UN is warning of starvation in Gaza.
Pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry.
The World Food Program's Arif Hussein.
About more than 500,000, meaning half a million people, are starving. And that means that it is like one in every four people is starving in Gaza as we speak.
Ambulances in Prague today, where a gunman killed at least 14 people at a university. The Czech Republic's Interior Ministry says the shooter is also dead. Rudy Giuliani's filed for bankruptcy days after being ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation lawsuit brought by two Georgia election workers. The AP's Lindsay Whitehurst.
In his bankruptcy filing, Giuliani listed $153 million worth of existing or potential debts, including the defamation award, money he owes his lawyers, and tax liabilities. Giuliani said his assets, on the other hand, are worth between $1 million and $10 million.
Major League Baseball is making more rules changes. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
Major League Baseball is widening the runner's lane approaching first base to include a portion of fair territory, changing more than a century-old rule that caused World Series controversy over interference calls. MLB is also shortening the pitch clock with runners on base by 2 seconds to 18, and further reducing mound visits in an effort to speed up games. Another change adopted Thursday by the sport's 11-man competition committee requires a pitcher who warms up on the mound before a half inning to face at least one batter. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Thursday Night Football has the Rams hosting the Saints. This is AP News. The AP's been taking a look at the case of Detroit serial killer D'Angelo Martin, who took the lives of four women and raped two others before police captured him in 2019. Our Ed White reports on mistakes in the case's handling.
Police had evidence after the first homicide that he was the suspect. They had a DNA hit from the victim, yet he was never arrested. One of the victims was deceased. One didn't want to cooperate, and one didn't make a police report. But there was evidence, there was strong evidence that this was a violent predator.
A series of basic issues behind it.
Officers would retire, or maybe they would transfer to another unit, and other investigators were not necessarily taking over those cases. There was some technology problems and basic problems in keeping up with email.
Martin pleaded guilty and is serving at least 45 years in prison. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.